Today, messages can be relayed to a military patrol within a split second. But in the 1860s, it took a scouting party to track down soldiers on the high plains. Those trips could take days or weeks and could be very dangerous. The story of one such patrol delivering messages to George Armstrong Custer is this edition of The American Countryside.
Each day, The American Countryside brings you a new and interesting feature from somewhere across the nation. This Christmas, you can bring a piece of The American Countryside home with you or give it as a gift. Our stories have been transformed into books and CDs that will keep you entertained at home or in the car. Just go to AmericanCountryside.com to see the entire collection of books and CDs from The American Countryside. Be sure to leave us a note so Andrew can personally autograph your items for yourself or a friend. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com, where we always provide free shipping.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
In the years immediately following the Civil War, tension grew between Native Americans and settlers moving west. Some well-known military names patrolled the High Plains.
In June of 1867, Lieutenant Colonel George Armstrong Custer was patrolling near present-day North Platte, Nebraska. And 90 miles away, near Julesburg, Colorado, General William T. Sherman was commanding forces at Fort Sedgwick.
Karen Anderson explains that Sherman needed to dispatch messages to Custer. He entrusted 25-year-old Wyman Kidder to take a small group of men on that mission.
So Kidder leaves Fort Sedgwick with 11 men and one Indian scout looking for Custer. Custer, in the meantime, has left his camp near North Platte and is traveling south. So Kidder's looking for him, and he doesn't find him. What he does find is a war party of Sioux and Cheyenne Indians.
The patrol party of 11 men had encountered a group of 200 Sioux warriors.
They're pretty much trapped. There's no way to outrun the Indian war party. So when Custer gets to the station, he asks for his orders, and he's told about this Kidder patrol party that was looking for him. So he gets worried about them, and he sets off to go find them. What he finds are the remains of the patrol.
Locals called it the Kidder Massacre. You can still visit the site today.
It actually looks a lot like it did. And in fact, we have historians here, amateur historians, who like to research the area. They just kick over dirt and they'll find evidence of the battle.
The story is shared here at the High Plains Museum. Traveling the countryside in Goodland, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.